If you find yourself having trouble doing simple things at work or simple things at home or getting back to the activities that you love, once that season comes around, you find yourself feeling tight, injured, you go out to play that game for the first time of the year, or you go out to do that yard for the first time of the year, and you're extremely sore beyond just muscle sore, that's probably because your body hasn't been trained functionally to be ready to do those activities. So functional training is going to be extremely important before you go out to do those activities to make sure you're ready to go out and enjoy those activities. We're all looking for the perfect workout, the perfect exercise program, the perfect exercise or stretch to help us feel better, but there's thousands and thousands of exercises and thousands of stretches. So the important thing to know is there isn't just necessarily one perfect exercise for everybody. There has to be something else that we take into account, and that has to be you. Number one, there's basic exercises. Those are the exercises that work one body part in a specific way in a controlled environment, like a bench press or a curl or a squat. Second, there's fundamental exercises, which are exercises that are based on the fundamental movements that we do, like a squat or like a squat into arms over the head, some type of movement that incorporates multiple characteristics of a movement, not just one in a controlled environment, but one that sort of is a basic movement that meets the fundamental needs of all other movements. Next is functional exercise. And functional exercise is very important because functional exercise is actually an exercise that promotes the kind of lifestyle you live. There are functional exercises for golfers, functional exercises for people who walk, functional exercises for people who do yard work, functional exercises for people who are afraid of falling, or if they fall, they're afraid that they can't get up. These are specific exercises designed to meet a functional need that you have in your life. Here's the important thing to know about your body. Your body will not be strong or flexible in an area that you don't train it in. So we can't expect it to be everything we want it to be and do the jobs that we ask it to do without having any problems at all, especially if we don't ask it to do that function or that type of movement for a year. That's why so many people get hurt shoveling the snow. So many people get hurt doing the yard work for the first time of the year or the second time of the year. These are things, or their first time golfing again. These are things that we don't do all year long. Our body has already moved those functions and moved those abilities to other areas of our life that we're training it in every day. Because our body is like clay. It's always working on and getting better at whatever we're asking it to do. But when we don't ask it to do something for a while, we don't train it in that area, we don't strengthen it in that area, we don't create movement and flexibility in that area, and we go to do it, we're starting all over again, not from the very beginning, but we're not starting from where we left off last year, and we go right back to the activity at that level, and our body isn't prepared for it and makes us vulnerable to injury. So what we want to do is prepare our bodies and make it ready for the things we do in a way that allows for flexibility, mobility of the joints, flexibility of the muscles, strength of the muscles, and balance, not only as a basic exercise, not only as a fundamental exercise that feeds most of our movements, but in a functional way that specifically feeds our body the movements and the type of movements that we need and we require to do a specific task and the way we enjoy living our life, whether that be bike riding or playing tennis or playing pickleball or whatever it is. You can train it specifically to be ready for those type of activities. So I always tell people, as much of the year as you can, stay as functional as possible, but sometimes people's years change. So maybe a couple weeks or a couple months would even be better before golf season, you start introducing those movements to your body again. Before you add strengthening, before you add all this other stuff, just get your body used to going through those movements again, and from there, build it back up so when you go out and play, you can play longer, you can play stronger, you can avoid injury, you can recover faster, and you can play again the next day. And it makes your body ready for all the different activities you want to do. So once again, there's basic movements, there's fundamental movements that feed most of the type of movements we do, and there's functional training. And we have to get to the level of functional training if we want our body to be ready and at its best to live the kind of life we enjoy living so where We can enjoy it, avoid injury, and get the most enjoyment out of the activities that we love to do. So here's the formula for building functional movement. First, determine the type of activities you like to do, or you can even determine the type of activities you need to do each day, like sitting a long time, or shoveling at work, or leaning over a lot at work. Whatever it may be, you can use this in your work life, and you can use it in your active life when you're outside of work. First, determine the activities. Then determine the basic muscles that you're using for that activity, and you can work those individually to make them strong so they're always ready to go. Second, look for functional movements that not only work those muscles, but work those muscles in combination with other muscles in a controlled way that build up that whole movement. Then third, and specifically, is doing the type of movements that exactly mimic the work that you're doing, but maybe adding a resistant band, maybe making sure your core is contracted and moving your body like you're moving it through peanut butter, or maybe find stretches that go along with the type of movements you're doing so that if you're always turning to one side and shortening on one side, that you're also strengthening and lengthening that side to make sure you create balance in that so too much stress doesn't build up in that area day after day after day, but you have a way to unwind it to keep the tension low in the muscle so it can always stay healthy. Once again, if you need help with any of these things, it's very specific to do one thing and have it be the exact thing that everybody needs. So I'm trying to give you the formula to fish for health instead of just feeding you the fish. So what that means is, like I just said with the components of breaking the movement down. But if you need any help with any of those things, you can always leave a comment in the section below. My book, The Health Equation, has tons of these things in them: how to sit, how to sleep, how to do all these things, how to set up your workstation, how to live in a functional way so that all day long you're promoting health in your body and you're avoiding the things that cause your body to break down and cause your body injury over time. And if we can flip that around and prevent that injury and turn those same things into things that promote health, then each day you can be getting healthier with the same activities you're already doing before you even need to add any extra workouts to your day. So the book is available. You can also go to drjohnfresh.com and sign up for 4 days to a Better Back video series. Also get simple ways to solve neck and back problems and the first chapter of my book, The Health Equation.